In recent weeks, or in the past couple of months, every once in a while I'll start to mention something that God has given you power and authority over. He has given us a lot of tools in our toolbox. You realize that? You have a toolbox full of things to help you get through life. And a lot of times people are not aware of the tools they have in that toolbox, or they're not using them correctly. Sometimes they're using their wrenches as hammers, and they're banging on something when really a wrench is used to tighten bolts. You know, sometimes they're using their screwdriver to poke holes in things, where a screwdriver is really used to tighten down, you know, screws. So we want to be using the tools that God has given us in the most effective way. And I talked about some of the things that God has provided us with that gives us authority. I talked about angel armies, that you have the power to call upon angels in your life. Don't just wait until, you know, it's an emergency. Call upon them all the time to help you get things done, to open the way. If you're going into a job interview, call on angels to go in there, soften the heart of that boss or that secretary that you're going to have to talk to get the interview, you know, so that when you go in there, the path is already paved for you. This is something that God has provided for you, but you need to put it into action. Well, today I'm talking about another one of these wonderful things that God has given us to give us authority over our life, and something that you should be putting into action every day, and that is the power of prayer. Prayer. So many of you may be using prayer, but sometimes we don't understand. Sometimes we don't completely believe that prayer has power. Do you believe that prayer has power?
Yes.
Do you believe that prayer can change lives and change situations? You need to have this understanding that prayer isn't just us talking to God and complaining to him about everything that's wrong, which this is how some people use prayer. We use it like an emergency hotline, and every time something goes bad, then we say, oh God, everything is falling apart, and that's when we talk to him. We really want to be using it on a regular daily basis, because prayer, the power of prayer, can change your life. It can heal your body. It can stop and break down situations that are trying to come upon you and happen. You can stop them immediately. It can change stuff around. You know, and this is something God has given us to use right now. We don't have to wait till it's an emergency. In fact, you should make it a part of your daily routine, using the power of prayer all the time. And if you start to understand this and put it into effect, you know, you're going to be able to break the situations that try to come against you, the problems, the emotions, whatever it is that tries to block you, you'll be able to change them very quickly in your life if you use the power of prayer. Now, do you need prayer when you get to heaven?
Yeah.
Do you need to pray when you get to heaven?
Yeah. Prayer is praising.
You don't actually need prayer when you get to heaven. You're going to be seeing God all the time. You're going to be speaking to him. You need the prayer right now.
Yeah.
You need the prayer here in this life. This is where you need to start to use that power of prayer, is here in this world. This is where we have the problems and the situations that need balancing and overcoming. In heaven, everything is already perfect and delightful. You're already walking with God. You see the Spirit of God. You see the wonders of God. You see the work of God. We don't have this society where we have good and we have evil. It has been separated already, and so we're already walking in that blessing. And yes, we will speak to God, but we'll be walking with him, talking with him, enjoying, you know, in a whole different way. And we'll still be using the same principles in heaven that we are going to learn, but we got to know that the power of prayer is for right now. We don't need to wait, because some people say, well, I'll pray to God when I get to heaven. Great, but you need it right now. God has provided you this tool, this very powerful and effective tool, to be used today in your life, not for tomorrow, not for later. And so you have to understand that you want to start to use it right now. And the other thing you have to know about prayer is that we want to pray in faith. We want to pray an effective prayer. Listen to what it says here in James chapter 5, verse 16. And it's talking about praying. And it says, and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. So if we pray effectively and we are righteous, and you're made righteous when you receive Jesus into your heart, you become the righteous man or woman. So that's you. If you invite Jesus to come into your heart, you are righteous. So say, I am righteous.
I am righteous.
Because Because sometimes we think, oh, the righteous man, I wish that was me, but that's not, it's that guy over there. No, it's you. So know that it's you. And it says when you pray that effective prayer, it's a lot of things are going to happen for you. Things are going to change in your life when you pray that prayer. But we want to pray the correct way. Because if we're just calling on God in prayer to tell him everything that's wrong in our life, I got news for you. He already knows. He already knows what's wrong in your life. So if you're just calling him and saying, oh God, you know what? My bank account is empty. My car just broke down. My back is hurting. He already knows that. He knows that in your life. And you're not using prayer in an effective manner. That's not what it's meant for, to do that. Because nothing happens. You're just telling God what he already knows. And God's probably sitting there going, okay, yeah, I already got that right here. You know? And you're not using the power of prayer when you do that. You're just basically telling him something he already knows. So we want to do it in a different way. We want to use it in an effective way where it really works for us. And what do I mean by working? I mean that when you use prayer the way it works, what happens is your life changes. Amen. Your life changes. Your body heals, or healing can come. So when you pray, healing comes. Understand this. This is what prayer is for: to bring healing, to bring change, to change situations and circumstances in your life. That's what prayer is for. Not for calling on God to tell him what he already knows, but to change these situations. Start to understand, get this into your mind, because for some of you this might be new. So you got to kind of get the hang of this and understand, wow, that's prayer? Yes, that's prayer. You're still talking to God, you're still telling him, but now you're telling him in a different way. You're telling him by using words of faith. You're telling him what you want to happen. You're telling him what you need to happen in your life, you know, and you're stating it in a very affirmative and positive way. So you're not just saying, oh, gee, everything is breaking down. He knows that. And you need to speak words of faith. Because remember what I said last week, what you say happens.
Amen.
So if all you're saying to God is everything is falling apart, then guess what you've just said happens? Everything is falling apart. And that's not what you want, right? You want prayer to be working and healing and changing situations and circumstances. Now, when we pray in faith, we have to believe. Let me read this verse. Here's a good verse for us. Now, it says here in Mark chapter 11, verse 24. This is Jesus speaking. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. That's what faith is, believing what you were asking for. So he is saying, believe it. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them. He's saying, believe that you receive them. That means as soon as you pray for them, you need to believe, I already have it. So if you're praying for healing, you're saying, God, thank you for, I believe that you're going to send healing upon my life. And then you say, thank you, I have received the healing. So you receive it right there when you're praying. You say that I have the healing already. Now you might say, but Ted, my back is still hurting when I'm praying. But we're believing in faith that we can receive that healing. And Jesus is saying we receive it right there as soon as we ask. God doesn't need to take a day. God doesn't need to take a month. God doesn't need to take a year to change a situation. It can happen immediately. And remember what I was talking about a few weeks ago. I talked about a gap between what God has already given. God's already given us everything and us receiving. That we need to receive it. And to receive it, we need to speak the words of faith, meaning we are speaking what happens and we are receiving it right now. So Jesus is saying, as we pray, we believe that as soon as we ask God for something, we already have it. We received it right now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I know it doesn't make sense in the physical. I know your physical mind is going, what? How can I have it? But this is what faith is. It's believing that as soon as you ask God, he gives it to you. And now you have it in your possession. So you take it. And you can even say, I take that healing. I have that healing. Thank you, God, for this healing that I now have. Thank you. And now you start to talk about it like you have it. Wow, you know, my back has gotten healed by God. You might be saying, but there's a little pain there. No, I know there's a little pain, but I have received the healing for it, so that is gone. That is only temporary. It's subject to change.
Amen.
And that's why I have received that prayer. So in our praying, I'm talking about trying to get you to focus on a different way to think about your prayer life. And that's so that it's an effective prayer, because you are the righteous person already. Meaning you've got Jesus inside of you. You've got that righteousness inside of you. So now you just need to start to speak the same way that he's telling you. He's giving you really good advice here, Jesus is. And we know whenever he's talking about something, Jesus is speaking the words of the kingdom. What are the words of the kingdom? What is the kingdom? What is he talking about, you know, this words of the kingdom? He is talking about a system that God has created for us to function in this world so that we can fulfill the plan and the purpose of God. So that we can, what is the plan and the purpose of God, you might be now asking? The plan and the purpose of God is for us to create heaven on earth. Remember what it was like in the Garden of Eden in the beginning? That's the same way your life should be today. And God has created a system, the kingdom of heaven, and Jesus came, and every word he spoke and everything he did was to show us how to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth, to bring the kingdom of heaven or Garden of Eden into our life, into every single day of our life. Not just one day, not just one week, but every single day. So it's a system that we use. By using that system, we now begin to manifest and fulfill the purpose that God wanted us, you know, created us for. And this is what he is speaking about when we're talking about prayer. He is revealing to us how to pray effectively to bring that system, use the kingdom of God to fulfill the purpose. So he is saying that when we pray, we got to believe. So when you pray, you believe you receive it. Have you ever prayed like that? Where you prayed something and you said right away, I received that. I got that. Thank you, God. I take that. Have you said that? Because a lot of times people pray and then they're like waiting and they're looking and they're going, where is it? I don't see it. God, come on. I'm awaiting here. You got to believe, as Jesus said here, that you have already received it. That you have it right away. And so you take that into your heart. Let's read that again, because these are important words, as I was saying, of the kingdom of heaven. This is how it's working. This is how it's manifesting. And Jesus is revealing this to us. He says, therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them. So you have received them already. He didn't say, believe that you're going to receive them. He didn't say that, did he? He said, believe that you receive them. And you will have them. That's how you get it. See, if you believe that you're going to receive it, oh, well, I'm going to receive what I have prayed for tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. If you believe, see, the kingdom of God is now. The kingdom of God works right now. He's a God of the present time, right now. So when you pray to him, you got to believe you receive it right now. Because if you believe you're going to receive it later, then you're going to be waiting. Because later never comes. You never receive it later. You have to receive it right now. This is one of the important things that Jesus is revealing here, is that as you pray, receive it right now. Say amen to this.
Amen.
Say, I receive it right now.
I receive it right now.
Good. I like that. Now, if we go down a little bit, here's some examples of Jesus praying. Because it wasn't only, he was showing us how this works. He was showing us in different examples. He was going and praying all the time. So some of us would think, well, I'll pray later. It's not really important to add prayer. And if Jesus is praying, it's telling me that that's important and I should pray too. And we get a really good example of how he's praying in a couple of situations here. In this first one, this is about, I've been talking about this story a little bit. This is about the five loaves and the two fishes. This is where he was feeding the 5,000 people. Okay, he was out there, out in the wilderness. There's no stores, there's no Ralphs around, there's no 7-Eleven nearby. They couldn't run over to a McDonald's. Okay, they're out there in the wilderness. There's nothing for miles around. And he's been teaching these people, and 5,000 refers to the 5,000 men. They didn't count the women and children, meaning this group could have been 15,000 or even more, depending on how many kids they had, right? Okay, so they're out there in the wilderness. He's teaching them about the kingdom of heaven. He's talking about this system that brings heaven on earth, that makes things easy for you in life. And after a long time of speaking, the people were hungry now, but it was late. It was getting dark. You know, like I said, there was no store nearby, and it was miles and miles to get some food. So he told his disciples, he said, well, why don't you guys feed them? Us feed them? We don't got anything. You know, how can we feed them? What do you want us to take some money and pay for all these guys? A lot of money. And so he says, well, what do you got? And so they checked around the crowd, and they found that they had 5 fish and 2 loaves of bread. That's all they had. We're talking 5,000 men here that they're trying to feed. And so here's what he does. And then and when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven, blessed, and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples and set before them. And the 2 fish he divided among them, and so they all ate and were filled. So he looked up to heaven. What is he doing? When he's taking these loaves and this, he's praying. He's saying, God, bless this, bless these fish and these loaves, and let's bring increase. And anytime the blessing of God comes upon, increase happens. He breaks it. Now it starts to multiply. They not only did they, everybody have something to eat, all these men, all the women, all the children had something to eat. They were filled right up. It wasn't like they just had one bite. They had eaten to the full. And then he said, go around and collect all the leftovers. And when they collected the leftovers of the fish and the bread, they had 12 baskets full. I don't know how big the basket was. Was it a basket this big, or was it a basket, you know, like a big laundry hamper basket? I always see it as a really big basket, you know. So he's saying there was so much brought. Now, this is one of the things about the power of prayer. We can take from this and see in our own lives what happened here when Jesus prayed. Something that he had increased, it multiplied, so he had more. Now, could you think of something in your life that you would like to have increased so you have more of it? Maybe your strength? Oh, money, that might be a good one. Yeah, sure. If you could pray and ask God to bless that and you have more? Well, if this worked for Jesus, you think that would work for you? That you could, I mean, you could increase your strength doing that. You could increase, you know, your happiness. That would be another one to increase. Your love, you could increase your love. You could increase your money. You could increase the number of children you had, although I'm not sure about that one. But the point is, so here's something that Jesus prayed for, and it increased. So we always think, okay, he fed 5,000 people. Cool. No. Let's think about that in terms of our life. What do you want to increase? What is it you want to bring increase to? Because the same principles that he used, you can use. Okay? John 14:12. This is Jesus speaking again. Remember, wherever he's speaking the words of the kingdom, meaning he is speaking that system that brings the purpose, that brings the Garden of Eden, that brings heaven on earth, right? What does he say here? And he's talking to you. He says, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do. Jesus just said right there, yes, amen to that.
Amen.
Jesus just said right there that whatever I do, you will do, and greater things than these you will do. Okay, I believe him. Whatever he said, I believe he's telling the truth. I believe he's telling me that I can do that. Now, if you believe that you can do that, right? You can do whatever he did. Now, let's go back to the story where he's bringing increase. Okay? Increase, what do you need increase in? Start to think about it, just in your heart. What do you need? What area do you need increase in your life? Is it financially? Is it physically? Is it spiritually? Maybe it's more wisdom. You want to increase in wisdom? What is it you need to increase? Is it in patience? Maybe you need more patience in your life because there's something that's really getting on your nerves. Then that's something that can increase also. So anything in your life that you need, you can start to think of it in terms of this story right here, because he said, you can do that also. Jesus brought this increase. You can bring this increase too. Now, what is it you need? And all he said, look, he first said, bring to me what you've got. So you bring whatever it is you have, even if it doesn't seem like very much. And now you start to pray over it and you say, I bless this in the name of Jesus. I bless this by the power vested in me in the name of Jesus. So that power now comes down and begins to increase. And say it. You can even say, Just the same way as Jesus increased and multiplied these fish and loaves, I increase and multiply this patience. I increase and multiply this health. I increase and multiply these finances. I increase and multiply these people in my group. Whatever it is you want to use it for, he said you can do the same thing. You can do the same thing. Okay? That's the power of prayer right there. I hope you're writing down a few ideas where you're going to use this. Where you're going to use this week. Where you're going to use the power of prayer to do exactly what Jesus did and get increased. Now remember, he was saying you got to believe it. That means you receive the increase right away. That means, see, they received the bread and the fish right away. They didn't wait till tomorrow. They received it right away. So when you're praying for it, the minute you say, thank you, God, for that patience. Yes, I take that patience. Or, yes, I receive that increase in my health. Thank you, God, I take that healing, okay? So you're believing as soon as you ask for it, you've got it. You're believing right away. You're taking it. And even say, you can say, I take that, God. That's okay to say. Why? Because he's already given it. If he's given it, when somebody gives you something, you say, yes, I receive this. I take this. Thank you. Thank you very much. Sometimes it's rude if they give you a gift. You go, I don't want that. Get out of here. No. You say, yes, I'll take that. I receive that. Thank you, God. And that's the same way when you're praying. You believe that you received it already because he's already given it. Everything that you ever want or need, he's already given, because that's why he came down on the earth and walked as Jesus to open the way to give you everything that you need. Okay? So good stuff. Now, let's take a look at another example. Okay, this one here, this is interesting. Now, boy, I don't know how you're going to use this one in your life, but in this one, again, let's remember Jesus said, whatever I do, you will do, and he even said you'll even do greater things than this. So you can do even bigger things than this. I don't think he was saying a little bit bigger. I think he was talking about really big things. So he did some pretty cool things, but he's saying you can do even greater things than that. Now, in this particular story, and I'm looking in John chapter 11, and in John chapter 11, it's talking about this man Lazarus. And if you've been in our Bible study group, you probably already have seen a little bit of this story, because we started this Bible series about Lazarus and Jesus. And anyway, Lazarus gets sick, and Lazarus dies, and they bury Lazarus in a tomb. And Mary and Martha, his sisters, have asked Jesus to come even before he got sick, and he didn't come before he died. And so now he gets there, and the guy, Lazarus, is already in the tomb. The rock's been rolled against it. And now Jesus says, he starts to say, Lazarus, come out of this tomb. Let's take a look at that part and see exactly what he said. So then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. That's Lazarus. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you. What's he doing? He's praying already. Jesus is praying. Jesus is praying too, right here. Look at this. Take a look. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me. Oh, there's the belief. See, he's already believing. See, we got to pray in faith. Have belief that when you're praying, God is hearing it. Because sometimes people go, well, God's not going to hear me. Yes, he will. Because remember, Jesus said, if he did it, you can do it also. And look at that. He's saying, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this that they may know and believe that you sent me. Now, when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth! And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot with grave cloths, and his face was wrapped with cloth. And Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Whoa. Now, Jesus just called forth, he prayed. And then Lazarus came forth, no longer dead, but now alive, and he called him forth out of the tomb. All right? With prayer. Remember, he prayed, he believed it, and he received Lazarus. As soon as he came out of the tomb, he received it right away. All right? What can you use that for in your life? What can you use that for in your life? Think about it. Is there a relationship that you need to call life into? That you need to call back to life? you could do that. Is there somebody that you see that's just existing and kind of dwelling in their life? Maybe they don't come out of their house. Maybe they don't seem to have a job. Maybe they just lost all zest and excitement for their life. You can now call them by praying the same way Jesus did. Remember what he said here. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me." Now, what does he say? He says, "Lazarus, come forth." So that's what he speaks, the words of faith. He says, "Lord, Lazarus, come forth." So you can do the same thing. You can pray, you can receive it, and now you can say to that person, you don't say directly to them, but you can say over their house or to them, you know, "Come forth, be risen, be awoken, let the Spirit come upon you, let the light awaken you." So this is something Jesus did. This is something you can do also. Start to think about, where am I going to use this in my life? Because you can go back to this story. Jesus called Lazarus forth out of the tomb. What are you going to be calling to life? Is it a dream that you let die? That dream's not dead. It might be buried, but it's not dead. Your dream is not dead yet. It's only buried. And you can say to it right now the same words that Jesus said. You can pray to the Father and say, "Come forth. Bring forth that dream back into my heart. Bring that dream back into my life." Say amen to this. Say amen to this. So think about that. You can call forth that dream if you've let it die. It's not dead yet. It can still come forth. You can call forth that relationship if you feel like love is kind of faltering and wavering, and that maybe that person is drifting away. You can call forth that love into your life. It's not dead yet. And whatever it is in your life, so start to write something down. What is it I'm going to use this for? Because as Jesus said, whatever I do, you'll do, and greater things that you'll do. This is the power of prayer right here. We can use the power of prayer to call forth things that we thought were dead or finished or over, or that we were too old or it was too late or we missed the boat on it. And we can call it forth. And it's not finished yet. It's not finished yet by a long shot. As long as you're walking on the earth, you've got the system of God. You can use the kingdom of God, that system, to bring forth heaven on earth, to bring Garden of Eden into your life. Say amen to this.
Amen.
You've got the power through prayer to lift up people, to change people, to release people from darkness. You've got the power of prayer. You can heal them. You can transform them. Say amen to this.
Amen. We receive it.
You can change them, transform them, change situations. You can call forth the power of prayer and receive it immediately and know that court case that you're going through is finished and you've won it. That you have just cast it off. You release it, it has no power over you.
Amen.
Say amen to this.
Amen.
You'll know that if there was some sort of physical affliction or sickness, that you can pray to God and you can receive that and you'll be healed right now, immediately. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Say amen when you receive it.
Amen.
And as you receive the things of God, your life is transformed in all ways. Who's going to use the power of prayer?
Me. I will.
A couple of you. Well, for the rest of you, good luck. You know, the power of prayer is a tool that God has given us to bring forth all things. And as we see here, if Jesus is using the power of prayer, and right here we can see that, then we should be using it too. And if we use it the same way that he used it, to increase things, to bring forth things that we thought were dead in our life, then we will start to manifest that kingdom on earth. We will start to use the kingdom of heaven principles in that system to now manifest the Garden of Eden in your life.
Amen.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
Because what does it mean to have the Garden of Eden? It means that you're healthy. It means that you have love. It means that you have peace. It means that you have calmness. It means that you have God's wisdom. It means that you have the Spirit of God always there. His glory is surrounding you. And that is an amazing feeling of peace and goodness. And that's what's waiting for you when you start to use the power of prayer effectively, telling God, calling forth things in faith so that you receive them in Jesus' name.